This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Who was it? It was me and Paul Schneider. Mark Beck-Inwoods. And Costco run.
Yeah.
I know every time I'm going to Costco, I get a call.
Right. How do they know?
Yeah. You know? And it's often Paul Schneider. And then when we get there, he's like always like patting his pants. He's like, oh, like my membership card. Like, can I just like jump
right
on yours?
Oh, yeah, I'll come in with you. You show. And then we'll walk together and hold my hand. And it's like, okay.
It's just like, it's my, okay like, if you don't, you know.
If you don't belong.
This is fine with me.
Yeah.
But today we're just going for lunch. And we get up to the front and we say like, oh, like two hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. Two hot dogs,
are you
please.
Sure about the hot dogs? Were they like, are you sure you don't want one of these chicken bakes?
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And I did I think about it, and I say, no, I think I want just hot dog, please.
And not a chicken bake, yeah.
And they say, okay. And then they're like, bring out the friggin' truck.
No.
Because I realized we were in the inside part.
Oh,
there's the food area outside, and then there's the shopping part inside where everything is like 500 of them. You know about this?
Okay, so when you say two hot dogs, they're giving you
two pallets of hot
dogs. Yeah.
And they bring these out, and we're like, okay. Like, you know, our reaction is kind of like, oh, I don't know. This is too many.
That sucks. Yeah, you don't want to eat that many.
But the people at the counter are like, you don't want them? You know that
and
kind
right,
of voice?
They're sad.
Like trying to be brave, but they're like, you don't want them?
And you're afraid they're going to cry if
and
you don't
I'm,
eat all.
And I'm scared. And I'm like, okay, no, we want these are great. Thank you. And we started eating them. And some of the people in the store are seeing us do this, and they're like, oh, those guys are really nice.
Sorry, are they uncooked?
They are edible. They're not warm, but they're like, you can eat them. They're not raw.
Yeah.
But it's like a hot dog. You can eat them, however. Once they come out of the package, they're ready to eat.
Mm-hmm.
They're not cold either.
Yeah.
And people are watching us and being like, oh, these are like nice guys. And like girls are seeing us and be like, oh, that's really sweet that they're doing this.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey guy, like, can we like join you? Can we all have some of these hot dogs? And we're like, yeah, you know, it costs money. It wasn't free for us.
Okay. Yeah. So you're actually making money. Everyone's getting pretty horny.
Yes. I ended up making a huge amount of money. And everyone at the Costco all had this like huge party.
Well, congrats to you and Paul, and that sounds like a fun Costco trip.
Hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook, an insider's guide to kicking butt and dropping names in the red carpet lineback hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Can I just say, wow?
What up?
Can I just say, oh my gosh?
Yeah,
wow.
Actually, give me a minute. No, you can't say that because I have something to say first. Wow.
And that's what I'm thinking. The whole time I was on the way here, I was thinking like, oh my gosh, wow.
Yeah, and I actually called you at one point. You didn't answer. But I left a voicemail and I was just going like, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what that was.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I didn't know if you'd listen to her.
It's Rob, and Rob Hubel's here.
Real Rob.
Wow.
The real Rob.
Yeah, real Rob in the flesh.
I did not get any emails that said wow or, you know, normally when I agree to do a job.
Yeah.
One of the first things that happens is I get a barrage of emails from producers and people involved in the project. Yeah. And people say how excited they are to have me involved.
From the host, from the sidekick.
Exactly.
From the, yes.
And so
from the
my understanding was that even in the podcasting world, that there would still be a fair amount of back and forth before I came in to do the show. You know, I thought there would be some correspondence and some wows.
That's what the candy was. I mean, we send candy.
Yeah.
To us, that was the
candy's sort of a wow.
My nutritionist said that he took the candy basket and he said that I can't.
Do you have that fat nutritionist?
Yeah.
And he eats all your candy before it gets to you?
Gregor.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's a cool sort of way they'll do it is the nutritionist, they're not healthy at all. They just go, if anything unhealthy's here, let me have it. Let me have it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like running interference for you to keep you healthy and strong.
Yeah, interception.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's football season.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry if you're disappointed that you didn't get more than the candy. Obviously, you didn't get to eat the candy, so of course that's disappointing. I had said, I think Hayes and I were going back and forth, like, who gets to email him WoW first? And it was such a competition that we wound up not being able to settle it, and it was like, okay, nobody email him WoW. We'll send the candy for
ironically,
both of us.
What happened was when I didn't get enough you know, correspondence from you guys confirming the appearance on the podcast, I actually – that's what roped me in because you sort of sort of like –
And that is what we meant to do all along.
Like iced me out.
Yes.
And I was like, so what is the deal with these guys?
Because you had no intention of ever showing up.
No, I was not going
to
be here.
It was just to get the emails.
I was not going to be here.
And that was actually our plan the whole time.
I didn't want to come until I realized that I wasn't exactly sure how much you guys wanted me.
Yeah.
Remember in Batman 3 in the beginning when Bane is getting caught was part of his whole plan? That's the very beginning.
The name of the movie is Batman 3.
Batman 3, yes.
The third of the Batmans.
Yeah.
Bane is, who's in some ways just as nefarious
and the man
as Mr. J.
Says, was getting caught part of your plan? In the beginning on the plane.
Right. And it turns out he had wanted to, right?
It feels a bit like that, doesn't it?
Yeah. We're playing three-dimensional chess and we're a couple of Banes.
I got it. Well, it worked. I'm here.
Well, and now that you're here, like, what are we going
to
do with you?
We have to get because we have to use our time because it's going to take so long to talk about your career. And that's
it's been so long. One of these careers, isn't it? You know, where it takes
that's
a little
what
while
everybody
to talk
says,
about it.
A lot of people.
You can't tell from the inside. You're inside the career looking out.
I was going through, this is going to sound a little pretentious, but I was walking through the airport yesterday. And, and someone recognized me and said, oh, you have one of those careers.
Yeah. Wow, yeah. And to me, that's not pretentious at all.
Right.
In fact, you're almost underplaying it, and it's very humble.
Right.
Except the airport part.
Yeah.
Because it costs money to get in there.
How'd you score that?
You can't just show up.
No. Well,
people don't know that. I'm explaining, not to you, obviously, you know that. I'm explaining to the people who are listening.
Well, what I
who are now going to be like, oh, I'll just try and walk in there. Maybe I'll see Rob.
Oh, great. I'll go to the airport. Yeah, Rob's there. Yeah, real Rob.
Yeah, okay. Well, it costs you a couple bucks.
A lot of times if you want to travel, and again, this sounds pretentious.
Please.
What traveling is when you are – when you get away from where you currently live and you're going to go somewhere else.
No,
let's say it's to like a wedding or like a business trip or something like that. And you want to go
Costco,
if you want to go the fastest way possible, the fastest
people
current
listening to this will understand in terms of the movie Wedding Crashers and the movie Business Trip.
Right.
So like they think of that movies and that's
sure.
A,
if
that's
you were going to go and crash
in the internship because they initially they start.
Do you mean the intern or the internship?
Oh, well, both are good. But
the intern have as much traveling.
There's more travel in the internship where it's like they're not starting. They have to go there.
But currently, the fastest mode of travel is airplane travel.
And yeah, so that's unfortunately.
That's why I was,
And I know you're working on something faster.
Fast and Furious?
Yeah, exactly.
But planes, in planes.
As far as travel, I have an idea for a mode of travel. Do you know what the... I don't know if you've ever seen this thing before. It was like a vacuum tube where they used to put way back before you got – I'm older than you guys. But they used to have – when you go to the bank and you want to make a deposit in the bank, you there was like a little vacuum tube.
Oh, yeah.
And you would put
My uncle got his dick stuck in one.
Yeah. So you would put your thing in your – you know, your business in there and you'd put it in there and go –
Yep. Yeah, put your business in. Don't put your thing in there.
Don't put your real business in there.
Or if you call it – some people – you could call it your business too, in which case don't put your business
Just
in
put
there.
Like a check in there. Yeah, because my uncle got his dick caught in one.
Put cash, put coins, whatever you want in there, and then it gets sucked up into the bank. And so that's what I'm working on is a mode of travel where you can get sucked up into a bank.
Yeah, because because most of the time when you're traveling, let's be honest, you're going from outside the bank to inside the bank.
That's right.
And hopefully back.
That's right. So what I'm doing
To take a plane there now is very inconvenient.
It sucks. There's nowhere to land. No, you're not. Because the parking lots are so jammed.
You can't land a plane on a bank unless it's 9/11. And
Yeah. And thank you for saying
that. And thank you to the banks for opening up to some of those planes that needed to land. And the bank said, hey, we got these huge roofs.
Yeah. But so what I'm doing is my company is exploring the possibility of reusing all of those bank suck tubes so that
because they just got tossed out.
Yeah. So, or they got unplugged. So what we're doing is we're going to go back and we're going to plug them back in.
Wow.
And then you can go outside a bank. And if you want to go inside that bank, and it may not even be a bank anymore. It could be, it may have been turned into something else. Hopefully it's like a restaurant or a nightclub or something like that.
Yeah. That's
and you get sucked some money
huge in there. Because you diversify a little bit.
So that's what we're working on. That's where it's going. We, you know, we hope.
Yeah. And speaking of, you know, just to back it up, we're talking about Fast and Furious with planes. And isn't it kind of bullshit that those movies are called Fast and Furious when we know there's something faster they could be in for a fact?
Yeah.
And isn't it like not that fast?
Right.
And looking back, are they even furious?
Right. There's not that much furiousness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
There's some quickness. And some anger or disappointment.
Yeah, yeah. There's frustration.
But to say like fast and furious is
compared to a huge plane with a brave pilot.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And the pilot's like mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like truly furious. What might make someone feel that way? Well, you know what? We'll get into it. That's a good segue, actually.
Really good segue.
It could get us into talking about some of your roles where you have had to be kind of furious.
Great segue.
Hey, thank you. Yeah. I hate to point out my own segues, but Hayes won't always do it for me.
Yeah.
And so to take a minute
and celebrate
that. We're taking
the training wheels off.
Will we – just because I don't know the format of the show, will we always announce segues like that?
Every time. Yeah. So, yes, this is what we always do. We always bring on a guest and we always talk about every movie they've done in their careers. Mm-hmm. And when we do a segue to that point, I traditionally have been announcing it. But now lately I've been, you know, sort of letting – like pushing Sean off and my hands are –
I'm a bit of a fledgling and I've had some crash landings. But this one anymore. I actually was able to
it
sort
felt
of
organic.
Catch a – catch a – But stiff breeze.
So what we do is we say, load the page, Ryan, please.
And pull up the page.
Yes, load the page.
IMDb.
Okay, it's loading.
Thank you. It takes a little bit. So now we just kind of like.
And Ryan, does it make any loading noises when it's loaded?
Yes, we always do the loading noises.
Yeah, we're not going to. And what else?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he's cold. Okay, and is it almost loaded, Ryan?
Yeah.
I think one thing, not to sound pretentious, but one of the problems with why it's loading so slow is because of the volume of movies that I've done. When we get there, it's a lot of hypertext.
And I've noticed, looking at the page, that you've loaded a huge number of personal images your IMDb page.
Yeah, I have a lot
of – And the bio.
Yeah, my bio. I'm usually reworking my bio, and my nutritionist helps me kind of keep that up to date, helps me word some things. Mm-hmm.
You seem to be keeping track of your body progress – in images on your IMDb page.
Yeah, there's
is that
a lot
correct?
Of shirtless. Yeah, there's a lot of shirtless pics and drawings, some self-portraits that I've done that I like to upload to the internet, specifically to the Internet Movie Database, to allow people to track my body progress, see where I am in my growth and
journey.
In my changing, yeah.
Yeah, and you're close to becoming, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
The movies, not the play.
I mean, I haven't watched it, but
Not the play, but the movie Silence of the Lambs.
Okay. Yeah. No, I haven't watched it, but
I've only seen the kind of black box production of the play.
There's a character there that is trying to change and become a better person, and I am sort of following in his footsteps.
Yeah, and that's clear from both the images we have where there's these sort of split screen week to week changes, but also the drawings of what you hope to be.
That's right.
That are graphic.
Yeah, it's me wearing other people's skin. Other people's scalps, yeah. Stuff like that.
And what an artist, Rob. You know, I mean, not everyone can draw that stuff in addition to being an actor, and which is a type of artist.
I appreciate it. But that is why the page is loading so slowly, because a lot of the drawings are to scale.
Yeah.
And so they are, you know, you're going to have to, your researcher is going to be scrolling down a lot.
Yeah, and we have informed Ryan, hey, get your, you know, do your finger exercises this week because you're going to be doing a lot of scrolling.
Yeah.
And I think at some point he might want to sort of.
And he said
elbows.
Like, oh, don't worry, I will, in this like kind of gross way.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that was referring to.
Yeah.
But in this kind of like
almost sarcastic
lip-licky
yeah, it was
way.
Like way ahead of you, and it was sort
yeah,
of like,
way ahead yeah, of
like
you,
a
right.
Drooling, yeah. Like sort of yeah. Lascivious sort of implication.
Do we have full page load status?
It's up. Yeah, it's up now.
Thank you.
Full page load status achieved. Please say it that way, Ryan. And so
we do this every week.
It's the same show every week. I'd love it for you to learn any aspect of it.
Are we going to break for food?
For lunch and stuff?
Lunch, yeah.
Now, your nutritionist is not around.
Right.
So...
Well, he's circling the block.
Yes. Okay. Couldn't find parking.
Couldn't find parking and prefers to circle the block.
Mm-hmm.
But is listening to the podcast live.
Whoa.
He has a live feed.
Okay. And has he texted you any thoughts so far on
so
what
far
we've been
said
doing?
So far, he
oh,
said it's
wow.
great.
He said, oh, wow. That's
Yeah.
Wow.
He thinks everything's going great so far.
That's
oh,
huge.
Nice. All right.
He appreciates all the shout outs.
We don't get that real time feedback.
That's usually. Really big for us.
Oh, yeah. Of course, he likes it. He's been one of the stars of it so far.
The answer is yes. We always take a lunch break. It's kind of a mandated.
Live. Is it a walk away?
For you, I think we did negotiate a walk away. I can look at the terms. Mm-hmm. I will say not everyone gets a walk away.
Is it a double banger or a triple banger?
Yeah, it's going to be a triple banger, and I do feel so sorry about that. We obviously wanted a honey wagon, and what happened in sort of sorting through this stuff was it became an issue of space.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
It became an issue of space. It became an issue of real estate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we're indoors.
Yeah. Okay, and he's mad. And so for people who can't see, he's really mad. You know, and which is what we initially started talking about, and this is a good segue. Some of your roles where you've been kind of furious, where you've been kind of angry.
Can I let you in on a little secret? I was pretending that whole time. I was just
okay.
pretending to give you a live sampling of what it feels like when I am furious.
To be so furious.
Yeah.
And so we're looking at your roles, and a lot of them are furious, most of them.
A lot of there's a certain level of furiosity there that I will bring to it. If it's a role, you know, I'm willing to go there. If it's a part, I'm also willing to go there.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, if it's a part or a role, I'm willing to be furious.
What if it's a challenge?
Yeah, or like a character.
Wow.
Yeah, I would do that. I would be furious.
Okay, I'm getting, blown away here.
Do you want to say the first one?
Yeah. Okay, so
scroll
I guess.
Scroll down. Just scroll
yeah,
down.
As I just scroll and I just randomly click.
Click at random.
Okay, so, obviously you played Dino in the film Bush Smasher. And, you know, I mean, talk a little bit about your experience. Talk about getting, you know, reading the script, kind of getting the offer, putting the director through his paces, all your stuff.
Well, what I did in Bushmasher is loosely based on Bushmasher 2. They made the sequel.
Sequel first.
And then
because there was a demand for explaining a lot of the stuff that happened in Bushmasher 2.
When they were doing like the Tyler Perry model for a lot of things.
That's right.
Was, like,
the model,
10 to 90,
the current model in Hollywood is to put out the sequel first because it implies success.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the implication of success, people will go see that and they'll go,
yeah.
This is amazing. Why didn't I see the first one? Why didn't I see Bushmasher 1.
Yeah.
And
Bushmasher 2. The tagline is something like, he's back, baby.
Yeah. And everyone driving by sees the billboard and they're like, who is back? I got to go see the first one.
And there's a real art, I think, to making the second one first in a way that you can follow it, but that does imply there's a mythology which has not been established.
Like, for example, like in Bushmaster 2, I remember a lot of the characters were saying they missed Dino. So there was a lot of buildup for,
that was a for juicy role
who
for you
Dino
then,
was going to be in Bush.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
In Bushmaster.
And so Dino, as you guys know, is the he's the gentleman rancher that lives next door. And a lot of times, you know, the Bush Smasher will come outside, you know, in his front yard. And he's like, you know, obviously doing what he does, you know, smashing bushes, stomping on bushes, burning, pulling up bushes, you know, gardening. You know, topiary stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then
a lot of people took a sexual connotation from that title, which I think was disgusting.
I think it was a metaphor sometimes. The way that he would attack the physical bush in his yard was supposed to represent some of his frustration, maybe.
Yeah. I didn't even, you know, now that you're saying that, hearing that now,
right?
I didn't pick up on that.
No, it's only because I have some gross friends.
Yeah, okay. that is interesting.
And he means me.
But so Dino would be like the guy, the next door neighbor, like a gentleman rancher
who
would come over and would make, you know, what the directors had to do was just to make like casual chit chat, like, you know, all of the dialogue, frame it more like casual chit chat.
Right.
You know, don't make it seem like a monologue, make it seem like just two people talking.
But these were multi-page speeches. With
for
you,
sure.
You
for
had
sure.
all the lines.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they would shoot it in such a way where I would look straight down the barrel and do the whole thing straight into the lens.
And the Bush Smasher was never on set with you.
The Bush Smasher didn't even have to be there and was not there.
Yeah.
But so I would do, you know, all of my lines straight down the barrel. But in the sort of way that would feel like casual chit-chat.
Wow. So there's a choice I was always curious about. So Dino is missing for the second movie. They talk about him as if he is dead.
Yeah.
It turns out at the end of the movie that he has just moved.
Yeah, he moved away.
To Disney World.
Yeah.
Which is only like a block away.
Yeah, which is really right close. And he left all his cows.
Yeah.
It's like it seems like he's like forgot them or something.
No, it's because he's a gentleman rancher. And so obviously a gentleman rancher is going to leave behind all of the farm animals.
Yeah.
The, all of the livestock, cows, you know, horses, whatever.
But they starve. Yeah, you see them all just starved to death.
In real time.
And he can see them from Disney World.
Yeah, in real time we see them.
The goose starves.
Yeah, we see them.
Well, because he's not in Bush Smasher 2, but there are a lot of Dino POV shots where Chiron, Dino POV, and it's through binoculars.
Can I also give you a little, I guess like what they call a factoid or like a fun fact?
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, a piece of movie trivia for my pub trivia nights.
Yeah, and this isn't even like a segue or anything like that. This is just a brief factoid or fun fact, and then we'll go straight back into it.
Okay.
But originally the movie, a lot of people, they got a lot of pushback from the studio because the movie is called Bush Smasher, and a lot of people thought it would be better if it was just called Bush Master.
Sure.
They focus grouped it, and then Bush Smasher was just easier to say than Bush Master.
Yeah, Bush Master. I can see why you would want that because he is a master of the bush, and he is mastering those bushes in a way with his shears.
Yeah.
But he also smashing them.
Yeah.
He's smashing the leaves off with the blades.
Yeah.
But it must have been informative for you to know, like, ultimately where your character was going and to sort of slot into the track that was already laid.
Having seen the sequel first, Bush Smasher 2 first, I knew that Dino would be moving away out of the neighborhood. And
getting some pretty powerful binoculars to watch all the way from Disney.
Yeah. And so I said to them, I was like, well, what if we cut to Dino every now and then and he's looking through the binoculars at, at the Bushmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, I don't think we need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I thought was appropriate. You know, I thought that was appropriate. It's like, well, you know.
Did you bring to it that you were wearing, because you're obviously wearing one of those sort of novelty goofy hats where it looks like Goofy's face and the two ears hanging down.
Yeah, I wondered if maybe
if
you
that
just
was
wanted,
because you know so, he's going to move to Disney.
Yeah.
Or did was that your idea? The directors bring that,
that
to
was,
you?
That was from the marketing department. There wow. was sure. to be yes. a product sure. tie-in. Or,
hoping to maybe have Disney as the studio once the after that's the right. movie was that's made. Right.
So a lot of times what they'll do now, the current model in Hollywood is they will oftentimes incorporate toys, products, you know, beverages, snacks, stuff like that, and they'll use it. Hoping to later get that company involved.
I noticed it felt like they were trying to launch a drink company, a beverage company out of the film.
Yeah.
There are so many scenes where people are talking about the specific sports drink that they're having, which I was unable to find anywhere. And then
– Well, a lot of the dialogue is like, you know, are you enjoying your Monster energy drink? Mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. And then the next person will say, you know – what are you drinking? I'm drinking Red Bull Purple Edition or,
right.
you know. I'm
but it doesn't seem like they know that those are already drinks.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
And they were say, just fingers crossed this will be a drink that everyone could find somewhere soon. They would say a lot.
It's
like, but it already was.
That's right. Yeah. But all of that is trying to get those companies to support the movie financially.
And
with the Goofy hat specifically, that was we were hoping that Disney would pick the movie up.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Hayes, did you have a film that you wanted to discuss?
I have always wanted to talk to Rob about...
I would just scroll down. I mean, if you want to just scroll.
Is there like a roulette wheel feature on IMDb still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ryan, can you spin IMDb roulette wheel, please?
Yeah. Here we go.
And volume all the way up for the sound of the roulette wheel?
Okay.
Get that cat out of here.
What is there? Why is that fucking cat in here?
Jesus.
My nutritionist told me that I'm allergic to cats.
Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
No.
So, okay. So he was like, give me all the cats that you have. Yeah. And then.
So I bring him cats that he will eat. And part of the reason why he's, like we said, not in shape. This is embarrassing because now I know that he's listening to a live stream of this.
And we talked about his body in kind of a not flattering way.
Right. Yeah.
So what we've landed on is your voice role. I know you do a lot of animation stuff.
Yeah.
Of the nasty duck in Gay Frog Forest.
Yeah.
The big question for me was the title of the movie. If you know anything about this, the decision to after the fact have all the animals in this forest be gay when it's never like mentioned in the actual movie. Like
there's no sexuality at all.
There's no
of them.
Reference
it's clearly
to
a children's
any
film.
Sexuality.
It's a children's movie. So we thought that it would be forward thinking to call the movie Gay Frog Forest, but not have the frogs act in a stereotypical gay way. You know, we felt like that would be like really on the nose. So they don't ever act like
super so you gay. Were okay. involved
if you
in
look,
this.
If
decision,
you go back and you,
if
you go back
dog.
And you look, you can see some gay pretty graphic sex going on way in the background.
In the
background.
And that's been the party line, and I've obviously freeze-framed my way through this picture a number of times. But, you know, that story doesn't always hold water for me because it was released just as Frog Forest for about a month before it became called Gay Frog Forest.
And a lot of the posters seemed like handwritten on the poster.
It looked as though someone had gone back over all the billboards and the some of the street art and put hand spray painted gay over the official,
like maybe some kid just did that to one and then everyone went, well, let's roll with
it. Or maybe
it
was like a kid in like a gang, like what's that gang, M13 M16
Ryan knows
Los
gangs.
Unidos,
we gotta get him out, we gotta build a wall. But so a lot of people thought that that was just like a tagger, that tagged gay on top of it. Or
I hate
someone
to
that
blow
was
past building a wall.
No, I would love to talk about it.
Yeah. So you have this idea for a gang wall that just goes up in front of billboards so that nobody can tag them.
That's right. If you're going to, because here's what we're looking at. When you spend the money and the time to make art and you put it out there and you promote it and you do a marketing campaign, the last thing you want is for some gang to come along and deface it, you know, with
and to disrespect your work, your time, your funny bloopers, you know?
That's right. Most of the people that go to movies are going to sit there for the blooper reel. So how are they going to know even where the movie's playing
yeah.
if the movie poster is defaced by gangs?
It creates embarrassing situations for me as well where I see a billboard and naturally if it sparks my interest, I will go straight to the movie from seeing the billboard.
Yeah.
And I'll ask for a ticket for the what I think the movie is called.
And you'll announce it loudly
and I'll say,
from the back of the line.
One ticket for Logan Fucky, please, for example.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then I find out that that's not what the movie is called.
Yeah.
And I'm shamed by all the gang members who are at the in line at the theater.
They'll
who
turn
know exactly what happened.
Yeah, they laugh mm-hmm. because yes. they tricked you. So what?
So a wall that says no gangs.
So what we're trying to do is build a wall around movie posters, around yeah. movie marketing to keep out the gang members from defacing it, from drawing dicks on people's faces,
mm.
from writing stuff like
And you seem to be in an outsized number of movies with billboards that kind of lend themselves to being defaced.
That's right, yeah.
A lot of times it's just you with your mouth wide open.
Yeah, a lot of times it's yeah. me. It's close-up shots of my face, almost begging for like big hairy dick in my mouth or
to be going in or coming out.
The movie yeah. Imaginary Hoagie was yeah. a big was when
yeah,
I remember
if you
a
go
lot
back
of people
and you look at the movie
with.
Poster. Yeah, I'm obviously sitting there smiling really wide with my mouth wide open with mm-hmm. my tongue out.
Yeah,
and
well, Surprise Party Coma, Surprise Party Coma as well, where you
same
we
thing.
Walk in,
surprise
are
party
very
coma,
surprised, and
surprise
then immediately
coma,
go into catatonic state.
I get so shocked that I fall into a coma
uh-huh.
with my mouth wide open,
yeah.
surprised look on my face. So when we did the marketing for that, they said, you know, what about just that, you know, iconic mm-hmm.
look of surprise.
Image? Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Which after Imaginary Hoagie, you must have had some reservations about that.
Yeah. And so they so again, in both of those, so many people drew dicks,
yeah,
cum, yeah. piss, even like have you ever seen it when someone will draw like a little like choo-choo train of shit like going in your mouth?
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah,
like
it's like the
yeah.
all the coal
yeah,
cars
the
are loaded up
and then the,
yeah.
with
yeah.
shit.
Yeah. And
yeah.
there's
so
one guy
a lot of,
on a rickshaw with the shit. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of people did that. And so, you know, after that experience on Imaginary Hoagie and
well, and not to sort of like hammer you, but like the, you know, the movie where you were just getting something from behind the couch.
Yeah.
And you were just sort of – so it's just kind of your butt in the air as
yeah.
you're like – you had like dropped some change behind the couch
yeah.
and you're bent over
couch.
Couch
finder.
Yeah, yeah couch uh-huh. finder.
Thank you. I couldn't remember. Yeah.
But that's the thing is like when you spend the time, you spend the money, the effort to show up every
and you
day
do the blooper
to
reel.
Do the blooper reel
mm-hmm.
to – you know, I get there in the morning. I go into my triple banger. I'm excited to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the movie poster comes out and it's me reaching over the couch and like you can see – you know, a straight shot of my butt.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It is disappointing when gang members will come along and draw things like, you know, like a big dick
yeah.
going into
yeah.
my butt.
In the, all the way in.
Or
yeah.
like a big dick, like going like in and out of my butt.
Yeah, coming.
Yeah.
They've got
it's
the
like,
motion
yeah.
lines, then
and
you
it's
really
like,
fill in the
blanks.
Multiple
yeah.
panels
yeah,
sometimes.
But like the dick is like
yeah.
really hard. And like, mm-hmm. like someone's made this cartoon dick
yeah,
like super
blasting.
Hard.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
yeah it's just,
oh, and of course,
like,
Kevin comes
hey,
in
hey.
Now.
Okay. And Kevin must have known somehow. And great timing, Kev. What made you want to come in now? Jesus.
Sid.
And he's sort of, he is basically like one of these gang members in terms of like
yeah.
his sick, twisted mind.
Yeah.
Can only think
he's
of.
He's certainly perverted enough to be a gang member. It's a toughness issue at
right.
this
yeah.
point. It's mm-hmm. like to be.
How are you at climbing walls?
I'm pretty good. I can do it faster than most people, but I fall often. It hurts.
He's a weak pervert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's. For a while, he was trying to get us to call him Peter Parkour because he was, like, climbing walls all the time.
Right.
Like a mix
and
of
really,
Spider-Man and a parkour guy where there's, like, just be Spider-Man.
Yeah, just be Spider-Man at that point because
yeah.
he can climb the wall, you know? But
yeah.
I don't know. It's Kevin's thing. It's not my thing. You know, it's not my place.
But the tags on Gay Frog Forest were not – it was not a gang member that was
– And I got us off that. Did you want to talk more about that?
No, I mean –
film
I'm
or
just,
the
no.
– or Nasty Duck or what? You know, like
– Oh, you wanted to hear a little sample of the voice.
Yeah, I guess
Nasty
I would love
–
I would
be,
love
yeah. –
if we could invite Nasty Duck into the room, that
okay.
would be really
I will
nice.
– I will tell you that when I do the voice, I will be completely unrecognizable physically. If for you guys looking at me here in this room, you won't be able to physically recognize
me. Where'd Rob go? I'm in it. Yeah.
And also for people listening to this recording or if you're streaming it live right now, if you're a nutritionist, say, driving around the block, you won't recognize me as me.
What's Is there a risk that they'll be transported to the forest when they hear this voice?
Physically, there's no actual – it's impossible for people to actually be transported.
But
to
I'm saying it, potentially in their mind they can hallucinate that they'll be brought into the forest.
Yeah, if you're at work right now and you're listening to this.
Certainly their mind could be transported.
Yeah, that's right. If you're –
Like
if you're,
reading a book, for example.
If you're like a what?
Just reading a book, you could be as transported example, in your mind. Yeah.
You can sort of take a journey, a mental journey.
What do you mean?
Okay, well, Hayes, I mean you know, Hayes has written a few books.
But you go ahead.
A book is like – so I took a class on this. And a book is like a movie that is lying down. Instead of – you know how movies like standing up on the screen?
Yeah.
It's lying down.
And it can cut you.
Yes, and it's sharp. It's way sharper.
And that – so you take a mental – I guess I just got a little bit lost with the way you were describing – So
you can look at it.
You look at it and you take a mental journey.
And it can transport
you. It's tricking you. It's tricking you. It's telling you lies in just a – it's like a flat – they're not a square, you know?
No.
But they're sharp.
If you find a square one, you have to turn it in.
I think I know what you mean.
And if you look at it for too long, it will
trick you. So in a lot of the same way, if you're at work right now and you're listening to the sounds of our voices – what I'm about to do might cause you to have a mental hallucination or a journey. You could go on a journey, lose yourself.
It's vocal DMT.
In this fantasy.
It's the God molecule.
Yeah. Nasty duck. I'm a nasty dog. And that's it.
Oh, my God.
I'm back.
Oh, thank God. Right. I mean, no matter how much you front porch that, it never won't be
There's
shocking
a
and scary
fair
for
amount
me.
Of front porching.
The crouching.
There was some front
porching. I wish the people listening could see the crouching component.
Well, as I said, physically, part of what I do is you have to get there. You have to do the work physically to do the character space.
There is another question I had about Nasty Duck, which is that this character is a human man.
That's right.
Who is threatening to bulldoze the forest.
The gay frog forest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. He or doesn't frog, want the
I mean,
frogs.
He refers to it as frog forest.
Yeah. Everybody in the movie calls it frog forest. I guess now after just seeing so much vandalism, in my mind, it's still.
Yeah. You almost misremember your lines. Forest, but he's a human man. He hates the frog forest. So he doesn't want them jumping and splashing. He doesn't want the lily pads around.
Yeah.
He wants to bulldoze. What is a pond and swampland, which doesn't feels like the bulldozer will just get in
Well,
the water.
What he wants to do really is drain the swamp. Drain the swamp.
Right.
And by the way, this was before the producers and writers of this movie came up with Drain the Swamp.
Okay.
Before Barack Obama came up with Drain the Swamp.
Right. Wow. Yeah. And it was – but it was after I came up with Drain the Lizard.
That's right.
So it's a little bit.
These like chains of inspiration are really.
Yeah. Oh, there's these scientific discoveries that'll happen on two sides of the globe at the same time.
It's group thought. And there is a think.
There's a collective.
No one has ownership over any idea. We can all share these ideas.
They did this fascinating study a few years ago where there were a group of people that would do a crossword puzzle every morning.
That's right.
And
I remember reading about this.
Yeah.
On BuzzFeed,
well, please help because I don't know.
So it's people do.
I
remember
it.
It's a group of people doing a crossword.
Yeah.
It's a group of people. It's the same BuzzFeed article that I read. It's a group of people across the different countries in the world that were doing crosswords at the same time. Is it right? Is this one that
something?
You read?
Yes. That sounds so right.
But in this study, a lot of crossword fans did crosswords at the same time, and people were blown away.
Yeah, they did it from all over the world. And the and the puzzles, right? Am I remembering this right?
I think it's the same one because, yeah.
And the puzzles were like filled with letters.
That
I'm picturing them all in their garb doing the same puzzle.
Well, if you think about it, because people all over the world are – they're going to be wearing different garbs.
Garb.
You know, they're going to be wearing different – I don't wear the same clothes that like a
– kimono guy.
A kimono guy.
Yes.
Or like a kimono lady.
Yeah.
Would wear. Like women. They make them for you
know,
women's
or,
sizes.
You know, if you travel all the way to the other corner of the globe and there's a – there's like an Eskimo – guy and yeah, like a kimono,
like a parka,
you know,
or like a thin parka that's silk that ties around the waist.
Yeah, or you go to like
no hood.
Yeah, and you go to like the Middle East, and the people there wearing their kimonos.
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
or in Africa, the people over there wearing
with their colorful kimonos.
Yeah, they're so many vibrant, gorgeous, beautiful. kimonos there.
Yeah, just absolutely stunning.
So
kimonos.
Yeah, so there's people, if you can imagine, all of the peoples of the world doing these crossword puzzles
doing
together.
The puzzles and at the same time.
Filling in letters.
And no matter your garb, right, what I'm remembering a little bit from the article at BuzzFeed wrote was you fill the puzzle.
That's right. Eventually you're going to put a letter into a box that you write. And then hopefully, you know, it says a word.
What an amazing study to have.
Yeah. No, they did such a fascinating study, and I just love
it. They're always doing these studies. That's one of my favorite things is these different studies that are constantly going on.
You know,
because if you think about the situation that we are all in now in the world, you know, and all of the problems and all of the issues, how are we going to get out of them if we don't have more studies. You know?
Well, I mean, you know, as long as we're on that subject, I hate to use this perfect segue you brought up, but we did want to talk a little bit about when you played Professor Snowboard in
Snowboard Professor.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. Yes. Snowboard Professor in Bong Hit Hotel.
Yeah.
So obviously, the blooper reel wound up being almost the entire film for this one.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the process? Was there a script? It seemed like it was a lot of fun to shoot.
The
story was thin because it was almost all bloopers.
Yeah.
And that there is a professor at a hotel, I guess, is my big – that's sort of a lingering mystery of the movie.
It's really why would there be a snowboard professor in a Bong Hit Hotel?
Yeah.
You know, when you really take a step back – from what you're doing in your day-to-day, you know, life and your job at your cubicle, whatever it is that you do every day, you have to ask yourself, why would there be a snowboard professor at a Bong Hit Hotel?
Yeah.
So obviously, one of the main reasons would be in the blooper reel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So
yes.
That's why the blooper reel was so long. But I think we have a clip, or there might be a clip.
Yeah, no. Ryan, did you want to load up the clip?
My nutritionist was supposed to send a clip over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here it's loading.
Okay. Checking in.
Hi, is there going to be any snowboarding?
Sorry, did you? Oh, I was talking to someone else.
Oh, I was. This person's ahead of me.
Or no, is he supposed to? Sorry, I can't. I just sorry. Should we take it again? Yeah.
I mean,
I didn't realize you. I'm sorry. I thought we were.
We should have memorized our lines.
We should have.
You know what this feels like? This feels like a blooper. They should put this in the blooper reel.
Oh, this and is, I'm supposed this to is be, making the blooper
I
reel.
I'm realizing I'm supposed to be back there on the behind the camera.
Okay.
Wait.
this is making the blooper reel.
I was having
you're
so
the
much
cameraman?
Fun hanging out
you're
with you
cameraman?
Guys. I am supposed to be on the other side of
I
it.
I thought that you were in the movie. I didn't know that you were
because I'm
cameraman.
Over here.
Okay.
Right?
Congratulations. You just made the blooper reel.
You know what I can't wait to see is the blooper reel.
Oh, God, yeah.
there's going to be so many bloopers.
Fun. Yeah. Well, let's
take it again.
Let's
go back to one. So that was you know, that was a very short clip.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, the movie's a long. I mean,
the movie's mostly bloopers. Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. mostly bloopers, and it's a long movie.
Yeah. Well, it was long to make. I'll tell you that because yeah. the one of the problems on set was I would come out of my double banger. And the camera guy would be like in front of the camera.
Right.
It seems like in that clip, yeah, that was.
Well, you saw it.
You can't see anything because he seems to be just looking into the wrong side of the camera.
That's the problem is that I don't know whether he was licensed to even be operating the camera because so much of what he was doing was in front of the camera. And then he was – I mean, you know, if you go back and you look at the movie, he's all over the blooper reel.
Yeah. And he's the one who seems to be mostly pushing the idea that hotels have classes. He seems to, like, really, truly believe this.
Yeah.
So much that he's convincing everyone else on set of this reality.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Should we take a look at another clip?
Do you want to pull another clip?
Yes.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I mean, do we – I don't even know if we have one. I don't know.
Did your nutritionist – Ryan, did the –
Did my nutritionist send more than one clip?
Gregor?
Yeah, there's another one.
I could call him because he's listening to this live.
What do you want to do? Like, let me your
see.
Show.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure that he will pick up, but let me just see if he might pick up.
Okay.
I don't know if I. I think I have him under. And how do you spell nutritionist?
It's N E W.
Let me see. N E W T R I S H.
Yeah.
I-O-N-I-Z-T.
Yes.
It's definitely not in here. Oh, wait. Here it is. Yeah, here it is. He's not picking up.
Well, let's just play one of the clips.
Let's just play.
I
think we sent
or
two
even
clips.
Just play the movie yes. if you want to. Just I think I have it loaded up on that.
Okay,
I mean, it's one of my favorites.
Does the movie make a sound when it starts to play?
Ryan, can you load it?
Yep.
Hi, I'm sorry. No, I was just gonna.
Yeah,
I'll just do it.
You're the first guy.
I'm here to check in. Is it for the snowboarding competition?
Is it?
Are you checking in also?
I was gonna say I'm here to request a late checkout.
Okay. Well, I'm checking into the Bong Hit Hotel.
We're all at the Bong Hit Hotel.
Okay.
No, it's just been a stressful week.
Okay, this is what it is.
Okay.
I had both of you guys trying to talk to a receptionist.
Why does your jacket say director and cameraman?
So here's the thing. I am filling in for the director who has a personal problem.
Shouldn't you be behind the camera?
The camera's right here. I am working with, you know.
Yeah, but you're on the wrong end of the camera.
No, this is the shiny.
You're
on the wrong side.
Okay, well, you guys are messing up too.
Hey, buddy.
Okay, no.
Hey,
well,
buddy,
no.
I got some.
Well, you guys are doing things wrong too
because
this is, you guys are supposed to be in class and you're acting.
Well, you're supposed to be filming.
Is there a class at the hotel?
Yes.
You know what this feels like? This feels like
Don't say it.
This feels like a mistake.
Okay.
This is like a
movie
mistake.
This is like an oopsie.
Okay.
You just made the oopsie zone of the movie at the end.
Okay. Well, ultimately, this could go on the movie mistake reel.
Okay.
It could.
Yeah. I mean,
just thinking about
it's kind of funny.
I'm having a great time.
Hey, I'm sorry I got so mad at you guys.
But this scene should be a class. Hotels do have classes.
Yeah, that clip is.
So that was, kind of short. I mean, actually, because.
That was a shorter scene. That from the blooper reel, they get shorter as they go on.
The movie goes. Yeah, it seems like the cameraman was the editor.
I will say now watching it, I had more fun on the movie than I remember.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
It and it like sounded like you, if you had a double banger for that movie, you sort of took a haircut for that one, it sounds like.
That's right.
For artistic reasons.
That's right. I was in a triple banger, but then I got demoted to a double banger.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that was mainly because of the haircut.
I think it's okay.
What did you guys make the bong hits out of in that? What was the effect that you used?
Yeah, they actually used real bong hits.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Because it was cheaper.
And this is and this is what makes this podcast
the current,
so good.
Well, here's the thing.
Practical
the current model in Hollywood is practical effects mm-hmm. because it's cheaper and it's faster.
And it looks better. I mean, you can feel
you can
when it's CGI.
Feel it.
I'm
There's
sorry.
There's a texture there that seems yeah. real. There's like a sort of a hyper reality to
okay.
it.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's real yeah. As opposed to CGI or green screen or Andy Serkis.
So, yeah. Yes, in so many movies now, people will be taking a huge rip off Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
Or a tennis ball.
That's right. Yeah, mm-hmm. or a ping pong ball. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or just
like
a blue suit.
Yeah, or like mm-hmm. a guy from the Blue Man Group. And then you have to go back and spend the money and the time
mm-hmm. to do a worse version
yeah.
of it.
Yeah,
you
that's
know?
Right.
So and in so many of those movies, people got the color. Like, the Blue Man does not cut out. Visually.
No, it's he doesn't.
He is yeah, not green.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not it would be easier if it was like a Green Man group, mm-hmm. you know?
That
then
would
you
be,
could sort of
that would have been really nice
for everybody.
That'd
and would
easier.
Just be better to watch.
But when you
it
think about
so
it,
depressing.
When you yeah. think about it now, it would be hard to ask those guys who do the Blue Man group
right.
to change up the whole theme of their show.
And they feel
and
like
the blueness is such
yeah.
a huge
yeah.
part
it's
of
such
it.
A big part of it. Now yeah. people really associate blue with the Blue Man group.
And so I think yeah. they like that they have to stay in the movie, honestly.
I think they do too.
You know?
Yeah. I think they
so
do
it
too.
It hasn't really hurt them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Between
yeah.
you, me, and the freaking microphone.
Right.
What else do we like to do on this show?
Should we just do a moment of silence?
That could be pretty trippy.
For the people out there that have a practical use for a moment of silence, you know, like we could just do one. We could just
if
do,
they just want to get room tone.
Yeah, you could throw one out there for anyone that's, you know, that feels like today would be a good day for a moment of silence for anything.
If you
know,
need a moment of silence. Or if you're cutting a film and you forgot to get room tone.
We have yeah. talked about selling room tone as like the primary purpose of this podcast. Mm-hmm. So that would be really nice.
So it's dual purpose. So let's do the moment of silence. I'm going to shut up finally.
Right.
I'm sure that's a relief for you, Rob.
For sure.
He's kidding. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
We're
so
just
we're
kidding.
Goofing, but
yeah,
it's also
for
it's
sure.
nice
okay.
to have some.
So quick moment of silence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nasty dog. Nasty duck. I'm a nasty duck. R.I.P.
Yeah,
R.I.P.
and it's yeah, R.I.P. and it's interesting.
R.I.P. Yes,
it's interesting. Yeah, that the
Please
he only ever said his name, rest. Nasty Duck.
Yeah,
yeah,
and but he did want to bulldoze the pond.
Mm-hmm. He yeah. seems to be miming that he wants to bulldoze the. The yeah. pond. He's kind of marching around it, like yeah. making.
yeah, one of these.
Yeah,
yeah.
I just the more I think about the people involved in vandalizing the posters, it is mm-hmm. infuriating.
And you want to build a wall, which is actually
we
several walls.
Need yeah. to build several individual walls mm-hmm. around various billboards, movie posters.
Mm. Bus benches.
Bus benches. Mm-hmm.
But what if, say the wall says no gangs, just anticipating, what if they vandalize it to say go gangs?
So what you're saying is Ooh. If we spent the money and the mm-hmm. time to build all of these individual walls and on the front of the wall it said no gangs,
mm-hmm.
and then they come along and have the fucking balls mm-hmm. to change it to go gangs?
Or now gangs.
Yes.
Or now gangs.
Like – It's time for gangs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
They could say
that,
too.
I hope that they're not listening to this podcast.
Yeah. Well, what, my,
we
what I
no
would
gangs.
Say is let's
we
build
have
a second
boss,
wall.
Yeah.
How many
let's
gang
build
members?
A second wall.
Around
That's right.
the podcast?
Let's build a wall around
that.
Well,
oh,
that,
around
oh, well,
the,
that
around
I've been asking for forever. Yeah. Scott Ungerman's kind of a cheapskate.
So you're saying build a wall around the first wall.
I say around the no gangs wall, you have a first wall that says like, hey, don't do anything crazy to this wall behind this one.
Yeah.
And we're looking on a field so that the podcast will zap you if you're in a gang.
Uh-oh.
He's calling you back.
Yeah, hold on. Gregor? Hey, it's Rob Buble. Hey, man. Yeah, I'm doing the podcast that you're listening to. Huh? Yeah. Oh. Well, I'll be on the road. Yeah, if you just keep circling the block, I'll be out. Yeah. No, everything's going. They're not making me eat candy at all. No, I'm not going to eat any more candy. Yeah. Okay, I'll bring you a cat. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Love you.
That well, it sounds like you got to go.
That's my nutritionist.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Were you guys listening in? Did you hear any of that?
I wasn't able to hear, you know.
No, I wasn't either. I have these big headphones on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Did we get enough room tone?
Let's get one more quick thing of room tone, and then Hazel will steer us on out.
Yep.
My nasty dog.
Bye.
I'm a horny girl wolf. This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Colin Anderson, and Chris Bannon. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com. Ow.
That was a HeadGum podcast.